season of the NFL make you feel older than 23?
Nah. Yeah, I mean, I stopped, man. Birthdays stopped. I mean, it stopped being special when you turn 15, 16. So this is a regular day now.
How do you feel with your bulldozing style and the way you've played all year, battling the ankles since the Rams game here in October? How do you feel today on January 18th?
Well, I feel good, man. Despite of the ankle and stuff, you know, it's gotten a lot better from the last game. And just taking care of my body, that's about it, man. But overall, I feel good.
I've had a chance to talk to you since the accident.
Yeah.
Can you kind of just give us an idea how scary it was or anything? I mean,
no, I was good. I mean, I had my seatbelt on, so I wasn't really worried. But it was so crazy because the lady and the in-laws were, like, Pittsburgh fans. You know what I mean? So, I mean, that's about the only thing. But just making sure everybody was all right. You know, everybody was in great health. And got to wait to get my car at the shop now.
Did he ask for the bumper?
Yeah, he did. It was crazy because I wasn't really worried about it. The bump was on the ground, you know, and I was in a car waiting for the police to come. And he just came out of nowhere like, man, can you sign this for me? I'm like, you want me to sign a bumper? You know what I mean? And he was like, yeah. And like, well, whatever, it's cool.
First bumper you've ever signed, I assume?
Yeah, first and hopefully the last.
So wait, I just want to be sure. You said the person that actually rear-ended you was a Steelers fan?
Yeah.
Did they have a Steelers license plate on there?
No, actually, they had pictures from the game. You know, and I think our in-laws didn't know who I was, and so everybody started taking pictures with me. And then it was like, man, who's at the game? You know, going against y'all, it was cold, you know, things like that.
Did she apologize, I'm assuming?
Oh, yeah, she did. But like I said, I wasn't really worried about it, you know what I mean? As long as everybody was in health and everybody was straight.
What was the damage to the car, total price?
Man, I don't know. I mean, the bump was probably like $50,000 by itself, you know, so... I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what insurance they have or who they with, but 50. Yeah.
That was your best game. Did you feel like that was your best game in months? If numbers wise, touchdown wise, it was. Did you feel like that?
I mean, collectively as a group, I felt like everybody came to play their part. Everybody came out with it on their mind. You know, especially from the get go, being physical, and just our mindset. I think everything was good.
Have you gotten used to the cold weather yet?
Nah, man. Like it's cold. It was colder here than it was in the Pittsburgh game. You know, especially with the wind blowing and stuff, man. So, like I said, it's all that just a mind thing. You know what I mean? You know, we knew it was gonna be cold in Pittsburgh. You know, but at the end of the day, we kind of came out there for business and try to get victory.
Did you face Trey Flowers, LSU, Arkansas in those matchups? You remember going against him at all?
Who?
Trey Flowers, defensive.
Then, nah. No, I don't remember going against him.
All right, last one question. Leonard, go ahead, Mark. Of course, going into this game, the Patriots saying we have to stop Leonard Fournette. Everybody says that every week. What is it knowing that you're the guy, people say you have the bullseye on your back, saying they stop you, they can kind of dictate the offense, and you guys still being able to be effective in the running game?
Most definitely, you know, that's everybody's job. I mean, that's what they plan to do. And we know it. You know, it's just who wants it more at the end of the day. You know, like I said, it's not just me, my O-line. The coach is making the right call to put us in great positions, which I think they always do that. And like I said, it's our will against their will, and also finishing and straining at the end of the plays. I mean, that's what counts at the end of the plays, to get more yards after contact. And me doing an excellent job of setting my blocks up and helping the O-line out.
I know you've worn the shoulder pads all year from LSU, but they got a lot of attention this week, I guess because they showed during the game. Can you just take us through the decision to go to wear the LSU pads? And
no, like I said, I'm just more comfortable with my college pads, you know, NFL pads, and they live sometimes too wide, too heavy, too big, things like that. So I just kept my old pads from college. Well, I ain't keep them. I told them to send them to me, you know, G-string and the fellas in the equipment room, and they actually had them and sent them to me.
And do you get, you don't get fined or anything for the purple and yellow showing, do you?
I hope not, huh? Oh, I'm about to say, I hope not.
You get a lot of feedback from the LSU faithful?
Yeah.
When they show like
Yeah,
that?
Always. I mean, I think last game was the first time everybody, you know, really seeing it, you know, and I got a lot of feedback from the equipment managers and stuff and a lot of LSU fans.
Thank you.